time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Sunday morning, Gordon Goldsborough. Check, check, check. This is Abandoned Manitoba, and Gordon joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Nadja. Good to be back in the studio with you.
Nice to have you back, although it was fun speaking to you out in the field with all your students.
Mm-hmm. They were having a great time out in the marsh.
Remind us of this clue from last week.
I said that when a U.S. president leaves office, that they often build a library in their honor, and in fact, their former homes are treated with great respect. Whereas in Canada, well, you know, a lot of our former prime ministers tend to be forgotten, and this is a fact that is kind of illustrated by a house here in Manitoba. And what I was referring to was the home of one of Canada's prime ministers, located in Portage-la-Prairie. Now, there have been 29 prime ministers since Confederation, and in those 152 years, there have been exactly one prime minister from Manitoba, a fellow named Arthur Meehan.
Can you give our listeners a quick sketch about Meehan?
Although he's generally connected to Manitoba, Meehan was not born here, but he was actually born in rural Ontario, near Perth, in 1874. But like a lot of other Ontarians of the time, he came west to seek his fortune. He arrived in Manitoba in 1898, and he studied law here in Winnipeg. He moved to Portage in 1902, and the following year, he began practicing law. So for a number of years, he was a practicing lawyer. But turns out, I guess he found himself growing more and more interested in politics. So in fact, in 1908, he stood for election as the local representative. But in 1904, he married a woman named Isabel Cox. She was a school teacher from Bertel, and he had been living in a bachelor apartment because he was living alone in Portage-la-Prairie. He moved from that bachelor apartment into a modest little house on what was at that time called Campbell Street. Today it's known as Royal Road. And they lived there till about 1908. And then they moved, I guess because their family was starting to grow. They eventually would have three children. They moved into a much larger home at 131 Dufferin Avenue East in Portage. And that's the one that today we tend to call the Meehan House. We don't know exactly when it was built, but it looks, judging from its architecture, to have been built sometime in the late 1890s.
Was this the house he lived in as Prime Minister?
No, actually, his tenure as Prime Minister didn't happen until some years later, but it was the house at the beginning of his political career. So as I said, he ran for office in 1908. He was elected by a pretty solid majority, and he became what was widely considered to be Parliament's most able and forceful orators, debaters. He apparently had a rather sarcastic wit about him, and he actually rose quickly through the ranks. You know, sometimes people, when they become a federal politician, end up on the back benches for a long, long time, but he very quickly became a minister. He held several portfolios in his political career. He was the Solicitor General, the Secretary of State, the Minister of Mines, Minister of the Interior, and the Superintendent General of Indian Affairs. So, you know, he was an active guy. You know, during, for example, the First World War, he was actively involved in the implementation of conscription. During the Winnipeg General Strike, he was the one that organized a lot of the federal initiatives to put down the strike. And in fact, that didn't ingratiate him at all to a lot of the organized labor. But, you know, he was very active in federal politics.
How long did he live in Portage-la-Prairie?
Well, there's the thing. He started in, say, 1908, his political career, and he continued until 1926, so 18 years in Parliament. But he actually didn't live in Portage for many of those years. So, in fact, he sold his house, the one we call the Meehan House. He sold it in 1915. He moved to Ottawa, and effectively that ended his time in Manitoba. You know, I guess he would come back for visits to find out what his constituents wanted him to do, but he really wasn't a Manitoban by that point. So he really had spent about 17 years altogether in Manitoba.
When did he serve as Prime Minister?
Well, in July of 1920, he succeeded Robert Borden to become our ninth prime minister, and he served until December of 1921, so just a little bit more than a year when his party was defeated in the federal general election. He did, however, serve a second term for a few months in late 1926, so his total tenure as prime minister was about 20 months.
So I'm guessing that must have been one of the shorter tenures?
Well, yeah. His term was short compared to our longest-serving prime minister. That would be Wilfrid Laurier at 15 years. But on the other hand, compared to some subsequent prime ministers, actually, Meehan's term wasn't that bad. So, for example, Joe Clark was in office for 9 months. Kim Campbell was in office for 4 months. And John Turner, he was prime minister for all of 3 months. So, by comparison, Meehan's 20 months, yeah, not even close to a record.
When did his political career end?
Well, his role as a member of parliament ended in 1926 when his party went down to general defeat in the election that year, but he actually lost his own seat. You know, that's always a bad sign when the leader loses their own seat. And in fact, the bigger indignity was his former law partner was the person who defeated him, a fellow named Ewan McPherson. And so I think because he had suffered such a humiliation, he resigned and he stepped down. He left politics, at least for a time, but he did get back into politics in 1932 when he was appointed to the Senate. He remained a senator until 1941. But say his involvement in the parliament ended in 1926 after a period of 18 years.
Is there any current connection of the Meehan family to Manitoba?
Well, his immediate descendants, his three children, did not return to Manitoba. They moved to places like Toronto and Montreal. But he did have a distant cousin living in Portisla Prairie at the same time as him, a fellow by the name of Charles Meehan. They're both from the same part of Ontario. And Charles Meehan's son and grandson subsequently worked as lawyers in Brandon. There is still a Meehan family living in Brandon. So there is a very distant connection to Arthur Meehan. But otherwise, Arthur Meehan's most prominent descendant is his grandson, a fellow named Michael Meehan, who actually lives in Toronto.
So bring this back now to the theme of the show. What's the connection here to abandonment?
Right. So people may be thinking that the Meehan house is abandoned. And no, it's not. Actually, the house is occupied. What this case shows, however, is what I would call abandonment of commemoration. And I'm a little embarrassed to say it's on the part of my own organization, the Manitoba Historical Society.
What do you mean? Tell me more.
Well, in 2010, the Manitoba Historical Society initiated a program to mark the homes of noteworthy Manitobans. And the idea was to follow the model of something called the Blue Plaques of London. So if anybody who's ever walked around in London, England, knows that around the city, there are these large blue metal plaques fastened to various buildings. And it says, you know, so-and-so lived here. There might be one that says, you know, Charles Dickens lived here. John Lennon lived here. And there's all kinds of, there's over 900 of these all over the city of London. Well, our idea was, well, we'll have a similar thing for Manitoba. We'll put blue plaques on buildings where noteworthy Manitobans lived. So we got going on this. We put up the first 10, and that's where it kind of faltered. You know, and part of the reason was simply the funding. It was costly to put up these plaques. And in fact, we weren't able to secure a long-term sponsor for it. And our organization simply couldn't sustain the kind of costs to put up all these metal plaques. But it was also doomed because we had a lot of difficulty in researching residency records. You know, the plaques always say so-and-so lived here from this year to that year. And that's sometimes hard to tell. You know, and just finding out, for example, when Arthur Meehan lived in the Meehan house, it was a heck of a challenge for me just to work out exactly when he moved in, when he exactly moved out. And if you put it on a plaque and you get it wrong, well, people are going to get upset. So that was a difficulty, especially in rural Manitoba, where the records are often poorer. But then the third reason was simply from the resistance of the homeowners.
Why would the homeowners resist?
Well, you know, sometimes I suspect it was just to be contrary. But, you know, most would not give a reason why they didn't want a plaque on their house, you know, but we suspected they probably just didn't want strangers looking at their house, you know, personal privacy and all that kind of thing. But in the case of the Meehan house, that was going to be one of the 10 initial plaques. We had the plaque already made, ready to go up. And unfortunately, the owner persuaded us not to put it on the house on the grounds that he was in the middle of renovations. And he did intend to finish those renovations. And at that point, we could have a big ceremony. We could put up a plaque. Well, that was in 2010. That's 9 years ago. I drove by the house a couple of days ago and noticed that there's still a scaffolding around the house. The dumpster that was there 9 years ago is still there. So I would gather that to mean that renovations are still ongoing. So that's why the plaque isn't there on the Meehan house.
That's next week's segment, the abandoned dumpster. Is there anything in Manitoba that commemorates Meehan?
Yes, there is. So there is a plaque that was installed on a rather kind of out-of-the-way place in Portage in 1961. There is also an elementary school in Portage that's named for him. But I still think that as Manitoba's only prime minister, he deserves more. There should be more to commemorate his, you know, his role. So, for example, the city of Portage la Prairie could designate his home as a municipal historic site. You know, they did an inventory in the 1990s of noteworthy houses in Portage, and for whatever reason, the Meehan House was not on it. So I don't know whether it was because maybe they perceived that the house was too radically renovated. The exterior was quite different. The current owner has done a really nice job at putting back a lot of the original details. But at the time, in the 90s, it was not a very attractive-looking house. So maybe it was that. But, you know, I think there's an opportunity for someone is to put something on the Meehan House to let people know that that's Manitoba's only prime minister.
Gordon, I really enjoyed this one. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What's the clue for next week?
Well, next week we're getting back into buildings in limbo. You know, the idea of the buildings that are not necessarily abandoned, but which just don't seem to be doing anything right now. So this time we're going to talk about a 9-story office tower here in Winnipeg that was built by a man involved in the making of bread, ice cream, and candy.
Sounds good, Gordon. Thank you.
See you next week.